my face, all the skin, about third degree burns, and my arm that had short sleeve shirt on. Then this little fella had another doctor. He was an old army doctor. And since World War II, they had learned new things or how to treat people. So this doctor would wrap him up, and he did me, another one did me the same thing. He'd wrapped him up, and he said, "Now leave that bandage on there and don't bother it." Of course, they put medication on him. Well, he put it on mine, and I'd take it off in the morning and look at it, and that old proud flesh would be all over on my face. I'd get in a hot tub of water, and I'd wash, clean that off, smooth it. I never had a scar. This boy is scarred all over. He had to have skin graft to try to take care of his face and his arms because he didn't get that proud flesh off as it came on. Now, that's another thing I learned. And water, some people get burned, they get so burnt so severely, they put them in water. It's good healing, and it helps, and a good skin doctor, if you can eliminate infection and keep it cleaned off, I think you can prevent any kind of scar.
Years ago, children would choke to death with that disease.
What thing?
And what about the disease that made your skin turn yellow?
We call it yellow jaundice, someone would, but now they have another term for it. It's, mine is not thinking.
You got a pain down in your side.